9:07, Rich Jones, alongside First Alert meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh. We are live in Brantley County, Georgia, for Wildfire Relief Day. This is a day that our partners at Cox Media Group Jacksonville, Action News Jax, CBS 47, Fox 30, all of our Cox Media Group radio stations are trying to bring awareness, attention, and hopefully donations to the Salvation Army to help the Brantley County community. If you can find it in your budget to make that donation at WOKV.com, you can also go to ActionNewsJax.com. You will see a QR code on your screen on CBS 47 and Fox 30 through the day. And Captain Jim Dillingham is with Salvation Army here in South Georgia. And Captain, we talked a little bit yesterday, and I chuckled when you said it, but I think it's valuable to repeat it. You finally had a day off. You've been working nonstop since 2 weeks ago Monday?
That's correct, Rich.
Holy cow. So what did you do on your day off? Did you sleep finally?
I slept.
Good. You needed it, I'll bet.
I slept and I did laundry.
I'll bet. Give me a sense for what the last few weeks have been like, Captain.
It's been emotional. It has been at times exhausting. But more than anything else, it's been a time where we've been able to do exactly what we were created to do, and that's bring hope, prayers, food, and at times, a shoulder to cry on for the people in Brantley County. It's been amazing.
Garrett Biedenbaugh from the First Alert Weather Team is by my side. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish will actually be connecting with you a little bit later today. Garrett, we see this happen in Jacksonville, but it's the same mission anywhere you go and you're impacted by the Salvation Army.
Yeah, and doing the most good, right, is kind of the slogan. And that's what we're trying to do here in partnership with the Salvation Army. There's so much need for the folks that have been impacted by this wildfire. Now imagine if you're sitting at home and all of a sudden one day a fire breaks out in your backyard and you have to evacuate immediately. You only have so much you can take, right? And these folks that have had the burns come to the fires come to their neighborhood and their backyards and their homes have lost everything they couldn't take. And so this is why we're partnering with the Salvation Army to hopefully bring at least a little comfort to and some need to these local families here in Southeast Georgia. So, Captain, we thank you for all you do. And what else do you need other than monetary? Is it just monetary right now?
That makes it more seamless when we get monetary donations we can turn right around and help as many people as humanly possible. We have a family store operation in Waycross. We also have a family store operation in Brunswick, and those are the two that are closest to the affected area. We will be doing social services out of both of those to be able to help. And thank you for saying doing the most good. Mm-hmm. You know, we do our best to do the most good for the most people that are in the most need. And that's really what we do.
82 cents of every dollar goes directly to those in need. So if I donate $100, Captain, how can you deploy that? What does that look like for someone considering a donation to you?
It feeds the hungry. Those that have lost everything, we've been able to be boots on the ground, so to speak, right in the affected area. And so that means that we've been able to provide hot meals. We pride ourselves that when we can, and there's certain disasters that we can't always have a hot meal, but during the entire event of the fires, we've fed no cold meals. It's always been a hot, nutritious meal, and that really it helps improve one's outlook for if not for just a few minutes.
That may be a today need. What do you see as a tomorrow need and into the next few weeks, and how might you be able to take donations that are coming in today on Wildfire Relief Day and deploy that weeks out from now as you're hearing about the evolving and changing needs of this community?
That's absolutely. It means that we're not going away. It means that we're staying put until we're no longer needed. And in the White Cross office and also my office in Brunswick, we will be helping with clothing, with as we have it available, furniture for people that are getting back into their homes. We can help with rental assistance and helping people start to rebuild their lives.
Yeah, that's something that I hadn't even thought about, is that big phase for the 100 or so people who lost it, rebuilding a home and or finding a new place to live. There were some who couldn't afford insurance, unfortunately. And for those individuals, they truly lost everything and have no backstop as well. Yeah. I guess, lastly, I would want to ask you, Captain, what have you learned about your community over the last couple of weeks, and maybe the greater region as well? Because we've seen, you know, Jacksonville has obviously been visibly trying to tell this story since the fire started on radio and television. We've seen donations come in and crews come in. I was talking to a guy yesterday, he's former law enforcement from Idaho. He's a refueling truck driver, drove 3.5 days out here, and he says this is his retirement job, and he'll go where he needs to go. And when they said, you're going to Georgia, he said, what state's that in? Because he thought it was a city, like Georgia, somewhere out in Wyoming or something. They said, no, the state of Georgia. He'd never been this far east, but he came this far. L.A. was here, California fire, U.S. fire. What have you learned about the community in the greater region?
Brantley County has put on billboards of Brantley County Strong. And this community is resilient. It's been home for me for the last 10 years. And I've been in Southeast Georgia for 10 years now. And pride in our community. We're a close-knit community. I have seen people that have lost everything come to the rescue of their neighbors. That's the philosophy of life in Southeast Georgia, we're not just a community. I've said a couple of times, or many times, that I never wanted to live in a community, because a community is just where people live. I wanted to live in a village, because a village supports one another. And that's exactly what's going on right now in Brantley County, that people are supporting one another. And it may only be a shoulder to cry on, but you know, that's huge.
Yeah, and I was just walking into the Satilla Grocery where we're kind of camped out here this morning, and there's smiles on faces. There's somebody that is there at the cash register giving you a warm smile, and it's just, yeah, like you were talking about, that sense of community. Brantley County is getting through this, and will get through this, and we will try our best to help them recover as quick as possible by helping out with this wildfire relief day, Rich.
With the village that you talk about, Captain, I'll give you the last word. If someone can't donate treasure, how about time or talent? What might be your needs, and how can they reach out to y'all?
Absolutely. They can reach out to our office in Glynn County, and that's 912-265-9381. And that's to the Salvation Army there. And we can put resources in their hands.
Captain Jim Dillingham with the Salvation Army, God bless the work that you're doing, and we wish you all the best going forward in this community as well. Thanks for the time. We'll see you later on TV on CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax.